Welcome everybody to share number 1018, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so I mentioned last year, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Ha'etz and the Hadama, how they work when one is eating them together. Right, our famous case, we said somebody has in front of them a full pepper and a full orange, right, or a full pear and a full pepper, right? So, and they're going to eat them both. So we said if it's everything is status quo the same, so in general we make the ha'etz. But sometimes things change in reference to shalem or possibly chaviv. So we'll just read it inside the siman. Our siman, of course, Reish Yud Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch is talking about din kadima bebrachas. So he says like this in Sif Gimel, Havi'il afanav dovar shebechase beri pri ha'etz. They bring in front of a person. Again, we've mentioned this in the past when the Shulchan Aruch mentions they bring in front of a person, it means you have in front of you, or you could go and take yourself. It doesn't mean bedafka somebody had to bring it to you. Havi'il afanav dovar shebechase beri pri ha'etz. They bring in front of you the person has beri pri ha'etz v'dovar shebechase shehakol, and they also have a shehakol. Right, and of course it meets all the conditions, person's eating it at the same time, not at the same time, the same sitting, right? But I have to make a bracha on one of them first. What should I do? And I don't have, it's not like I'm going to be eating only one of them because I bedafka want one of them, but I'm sitting down and I'm eating, right? So I'm eating the Bera Priya Eitz and the Shehakel, so Bera Priya Eitz kodem, so Bera Priya Eitz is going to come before the Shehakel, Shechashuva, like we said, She'ena Beteres Ela Dover Echad, because the Bera Priya, again, the Bera Pri Ha'etz it only zooms in on one item, whereby the Shehakel is a Klal Yisrael thing. V'chein b'Bera Pri Adama, same thing would apply by Bera Pri Adama and Shehakel. The Bera Pri Adama would come before the Shehakel. Bera Pri Adama kodemus. Oh, but then he brings, the question is now, v'im heviyu lefana Bera Pri Ha'etz. Person has Bera Pri Ha'etz, ooh, Pri Ha'adama, says the Mechaba, the Shulchan Aruch, again, in Siv Gimel. Right, a person has in front of them a Bera Pri Ha'etz and a Bera Pri Adama. And again, they want to eat them both, no problem. Right, Eze Mehem Sheyirtze Yaktim. Oh, so it's very interesting how the first shita, the Machabah says, person could choose whatever they want. It's very interesting how he brings it down, right? Everybody knows in general we make the eight first, but we see over here that the Machabah is actually saying, Eze Mehem Sheyirtze Yaktim. Person could choose whatever they want. And the Mishabura actually, we're going to see the Yesh Amrim right away, which is how we go the other way. But I just want to explain the whole Inyan in reference to Ha'etz and Ha'adama. It's a little bit different, like we said, than all the other brachas go right down the line, right? We said first Hamotzi, Mazonos, Hagofen, right? And so on, Shehakel last, but that's clear. But when you come to Ha'etz and Ha'adama, that's where it gets a little bit more, iffy, if you want to call it a little more complicated. Ein Tola, says the Mishabura and Sifkat and Yud Zayin Vein, totally but klal bechaviv, not dealing with bechaviv ladei rishonim sif aleph, right? Because when we talk about chaviv, what a person likes more, that's also is a little bit different in conjunction with the Rambam, which we spoke about, the ha'ein bechasein shavis. And over there it's talking about whereby it's the same bracha. Over here we're talking about the brachas are not the same. Ula yesh aymrim sham mayrei hocha sheshneim chavivin alav b'shava. So that first sita would say over here, a person likes them both the same. And even so, eizem ehem sheyirtze yaktim, whichever one you want, make a bracha first. Fine. But then the Mechaba goes on to bring a yesh aymrim. He brings a yesh aymrim. That the boire pri ha'etz would come first, but he doesn't even bring this as a first shita. Interesting enough that, but the second shita he's bringing down, it's the rush b'shem the bahag and so on and so on. So he in mesachtes brachas where all this comes from. So that's what he says, that according to the yeshayim boire pri ha'etz would come first. Okay, so how do we paskin? The bottom line is how do we paskin in general? So the Mishabura comes on the spot and of course explains to us in Sifkat and Yud Ches and our Mishabura, v'hiskimu hachroinim, that the bottom line is, the hachroinim do say, v'hiskimu hachroinim, denochan linha ki yesh oimrim. One should go with the yesh oimrim, which is actually the second sheet of the Mechaba, interesting. Ki yesh oimrim hazeh, im shneim shavim b'chavivas. Okay, so now he's making the point over here. Excuse me. So now he's making the point. The nochain linha ki yesh oimrim. You should go like the yesh oimrim has im shneim shavim b'chavivas. As long as they both are, a person likes them both the same. It's an interesting concept. In other words, what are we doing here? If Bera Pri Ha'etz first, Who cares if I like this one first, I like the other one first. If that's the halacha, that's the halacha. So we're seeing over here that it's not so simple, not so simple. If you like them both the same, I like the pepper, right? Like the Mishnah Berurah said last time, and I like the orange. I like the pepper, I like the pear, it's all good, it's all beautiful, all the same. You have to make an eighth first, right? That's v'skimu achrayim like that. But no, that he says, but says the Mishnah Berurah, shneim shavim b'chavivus. But if they're not similar, if they're not achayin im pri hu adam achaviv, says the Mishnah, a very important point. If the pri adama, let's say this pepper is more, I like it better and I want it more, right? It's chaviv for me. I desire it more. Chaviv alav, yo yusim avarech ala chaviv. Then the halach is, we're going to say, you make first the bracha on the chaviv, on the one that you desire more. Right, so that's a very important point to bring out, and we're going to see how that works. We'll try and get to read from Rabban the Sefer and so on, and see exactly how that comes into play. So it's not such a simple deal. But again, I do want to end off today's share understanding that we do have an understanding reading from the Sharetzi, and as he says, the Mishnah Berurah and the Sifkat and Yud, the Veli Araba, Hevi B'Shem Harbei Poiskim, also Shesfir Lahu Kayeshamim Hazad the Priyway to Kaidim. If it's not a question of Chaviv, like we said, then the general rule is, it's not a question of where I desire one more. I like them both the same, whatever. Then halacha l'maaseh, we do make the ha'eitz first, but we're seeing now an important concept that if I have a strong desire, if I have a desire, it's chaviv. The other one is chaviv. In other words, the beri adama is chaviv to me, and I desire it more, then I would make taka de bracha first on the beri pri hu adama, which would be the pepper. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha. Kol tuv.